Blog Talk Radio.
Recording start.
Thank you.
just want to say thank you. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, that your request be made known unto God. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we're happy to have each and every one of you guys. We are excited about the Word of God. We're going to have a word of prayer here in a moment. Just want to remind everybody, this is Thankful Thursday. And if there's a scripture you're thankful for, praise God. If there's just something you thankful for, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So let us be thankful today. After the word of prayer, we'll open up the broadcast. If anyone have anything that they want to be thankful for, and if not, we'll continue in the Word of God. We've been teaching on faith in this grace. So this time I ask Pastor Bill, he should give us a word of prayer.
Praise God, praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for that song, Pastor. Amen, amen. Because we always want to give thanks unto God. Amen. The scripture I like to open up with is Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today giving you thanks, Father God, for what you're doing in our life. We thanking you, Father God, for waking us up this morning, clothing us in our right mind. We thanking you, Father God, that your word tells us that we are a child of God. Lord, we give praise because you have redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. And Lord, we give you thanks, Father God. For we can walk by faith and not by sight, Father God. Lord, we're so thankful that we're new creatures in Christ, Father God. That way that we're able to let our light shine, to be a witness for you, Father God, to let the world know that, yes, we are new creatures in Christ. We have a new walk. We have a new talk. We have a new attitude, and it's all because of you. So, Father God, we are thankful that we can cast all our cares upon you because you care for us, Father God. Father God, we are so thankful today that your word lets us know we're blessed coming in and blessed going out, Father God, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord, your word tells us by your stripes we are healed, and we stand it on the word of God, because the enemy may tell us that we're not, but we are healed because of your stripes, Father God. Lord, we give you praise that we are comers by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Thank you, Lord. And daily overcoming the devil. Amen. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up against this broadcast, against our pastor, against the listeners and those that participate. We're binding it up in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bring all those to you that have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, the sick and the shut in, Father God, the bereaved and those that are going through, Lord. Blessed, Lord. And we want your will, Father God, to be done in their life, that they will too glorify you and give you thanks. We thank you, Lord, for the word. We thank you, Lord, for those that will have testimony today or witness or whatever they're going to say today according to the Word of God, and continue to use our pastor, Father God, as he teaches this word. We thank you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have a couple of people over on the other channel. I'm going to ask everybody if they would come to 347 number. Come to the 347-426 number to the blog talk. That's the 347-426-3842. That's an everyone to come over to this number. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. This is a Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. This is Thankful Thursday. I think you'll see one more over there. That might be Evangelist Renee. Ask her to come over to. And also he's already over. Okay, 3925, he's over. I think this is Evangelist Renee. Okay, she left because she's coming over here. Just trying to get everybody on one channel. For those of you who didn't know what's going on, sometimes we've had problems in the past with this, so we just made sure our sister channel is our backup channel, pretty much. Our sister channel is the backup channel. And if you don't have that, then okay. Press 1 if you like. If you'd like to share something and you're thankful for something, press 1 and we'll hear you. I think this is Evangelist Sharon. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Pastor Bell, for the beautiful prayer. I stand in agreement with you. And today I'm thankful for my spirituality, everything spirituality I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for my increase, my heart, my knowledge, and I pray that I get more and that everybody gets it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Praise.
Anyone else? Thankful Thursday. Whatever you're thankful for, just press 1. In the past, we just opened up the whole broadcast, but we had people that was being ugly, people would call, so we just fixed it. So you just have to press 1 if you want to say something, or you got a song you want to sing, or a scripture you want to share. Just press 1, we'll let you in the broadcast. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise God. So until somebody else come on, Pastor, I'd like to share in my devotion. It was from Revelation 4 and verse 11. It says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure, they are and were created." And reading it from the New Living Translation, it said, "You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and they exist because you created what you please." Amen.
Amen.
Revelation. So I thank God for his word to know that, yes, we are created because of God and his word. And that scripture I opened up with from Ephesians, I tell you, when I think about that, the blessing that we are blessed. That blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And then verse 4 says, according as he hath chosen us. So we didn't choose him. He chose us in him for the foundation of the world before we was even thought about it. Amen. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And I just thank God for his word and thank God for our lessons and the teachings of our pastor as he teaches the word. And it is plain. And all we have to do is just write those scriptures down and go back in and just meditate on them and let God lead us. And he will do that. He will make a change in our life. So I'm so thankful again. I just can't thank God enough for using Pastor to continue to press on and keep the broadcast going and no matter what. You know, so I give God praise. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Anyone else? Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Well, someone cared to. I think that was Evangelist Renee, and that might have been Pastor Marilyn, looked like Brother Robinson. I'm not sure. But anyway, we're going to go on with the lesson today, Faith in Disgrace. And just to make sure everybody's on the same page, we're talking about faith being our substance. That's what we're depending on. Our faith in the Word of God. We trust in the Word of God. And not just we're being specific here. So when we said this grace, we're talking about a grace that is sufficient. And we got to talking about, I think yesterday, we've been given, and we'll go ahead on and read that, over in 2 Peter. Now, the enemy don't want you to get the revelation here, but you're going to get it if you just ask God to open up your heart and let the Holy Spirit teach you this, okay? I'll share it. It's going to take the Holy Spirit to give you the revelation. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, reads like this. Where are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Hallelujah. And we've been given
amen, amen.
These precious promises. Not any kind of promises, but they're precious. Now, I know somebody, I know. But really think about what we're saying here. When something is precious, you think of something priceless. When something is precious, you think about something valuable. When you think of the word precious, I think they use the word nowadays high-end stuff. You know, like a big ticket item. When you think of something precious, you know, you think of luxury. You know, you think of I don't know. But when I think of precious, I always think of something valuable. You know, very valuable. And God's word should be that way to our hearts. To our spirit. It should have great value to it. It should have great meaning. The word of God should be to us what oxygen is, I think somebody said. just like it should be that precious to you. And when you take God's promises and let that be that precious to you, the revelation in it will come out. So let's just talk about a couple of his benefits, some of his precious promises, like 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. Second Corinthians, want to read for me today, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. Yeah. 1 and verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Amen.
So all of God's promises are yes. God always say yes.
Thank you, Lord.
He always says amen. It's final. So when you find a promise of God, know that it's yes. Healing is yes. Deliverance is yes. See, God wants the best for us. It's yes, and yes, and yes.
Yes.
When I was growing up, you know, oh, you can't have this, you can't do this, you can't. Not with God. Not with God. With God, all things are possible. And let me tell you something else I like about God's promises. He let you see what you see because he want to bless you in what you see.
Amen. Amen.
I might want to say that again. See, because everybody don't understand the blessings and the promises. The blessing, the Bible says, is like precious faith. In Romans 10, and verse 17, read that for us, Pastor. Romans 10, verse 17.
Romans 10 and verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Amen.
That's precious faith, brothers and sisters. That's precious.
What, excuse me, what book and verse was that?
Romans,
that was Romans 10 and verse 17.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen.
And thank you for stopping us, because I want to be stopped, because I want everybody to make sure they're understanding and they're getting the scriptures and God is illuminating it. You know, I want you to know that God wants you to be part of his divine divinity, the spirit part, because we are spirit having human experiences.
Amen.
Another
Amen.
Blessed promise to me is, in 2 Peter, since we're there, how about the second verse? That's 2 Peter, 1st chapter, 2nd verse. Now I want y'all to really hear this. Look what God is offering us. Grace be multiplied. Peace be multiplied.
Yeah.
Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Can you imagine here he's saying he want this multiply. Multiplication, last time I checked, has to do with time, whatever. So it always adding. Multiplication is adding plus. Let me take a moment and make sure everybody understand that. See, 2 plus 2 is four. But when you multiply it, you add another number. Like, for instance, 4 times 2, that's 8. It's not adding. It's multiplying. So the writer says that he wants grace to be multiplied in our life. He wants peace. In other words, he wants us to have more of it. Just look at the word of God like that. God wants you to have more of him, more peace, more knowledge.
Amen.
And the Bible says it's been given to us exceedingly and great and precious promises. These are the promises. A divine walk with him like never before, according to us, as divine faith he wants us to have. He's been given to us all the things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him and called us to glory. Listen, brothers and sisters, when you're operating in God's precious promises, you're already operating in glory. See, a lot of times people think glory is a geographic, and glory is not geographic. Glory is a state. Like for instance, when you win the championship game and you get a big trophy or a parade downtown, you're in your glory. See? You're in your glory. So God, once you get the victory, once you get the victory and you know it's in Christ, and you say you got victory, you're in the glory right there. You're excited, man. You're happy because you're a winner.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
You're a winner.
Yeah.
Man, if that ain't nothing, if that ain't, I'm telling you, man, that's exciting to me. You know, and I want to tell somebody right now, I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I want you to know that you are the devil's nightmare.
Okay. Amen, amen.
Because you're walking in victory, the devil can't defeat you no more, so you're a nightmare for him. Yeah. And somebody today don't understand God's plan. You may be in business, you may be in school, you may be a teacher, you may be a lawyer, but no matter whatever your vocation, God wants every gift and anointing in us to operate, whatever it is. If it's singing. Now, when you understand that, and it be multiplied, right now I'm going to speak this in somebody's life. Your faith is going to be multiplied. Right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody been dealing with
Hallelujah.
The lack of. I want you to know, if you'll take that word and act on it, your faith is being multiplied right now.
Hallelujah.
God's goodness is being multiplied right now in your life.
Hallelujah.
It's being multiplied. Righteousness, not your righteousness, but his righteousness. See, God's righteousness is by faith. Listen, brother, I know people, they got all these condemnation spirit, and all they ever see is things from a negative perspective. But I want you to know God has a righteousness for you. You can't work for it. You can't fast for it. I know some people, they be trying to fast. Oh, I'm going to put a fast on, and I'm going to do this. And man, let me tell you what, brother and sister. God don't want your sacrifice. Now, I know y'all probably, but that's scripture, see? And then if I tell you something, I got paper for it. I mean, your sacrifice is cool, but that ain't what God wants.
Amen.
Going
down
with the
Hallelujah.
Scripture say. You know, God wants your faith. God wants your trust.
Yeah.
See, God, there's a lot of wicked stuff. That's why the psalmist said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. and see if there be any wicked way in me. The word wicked, I'm just trying to take somebody somewhere. Wicked is like what you call homemade sin. You try to make it right, and you know it's already wrong. Like wicked stuff. People are all the time trying to make right wrong. If it's wrong, it's just wrong. If it's right, it's right. And you can't make something wrong right. So you need to have faith in God's grace that he's going to make whatever wrong right for you.
Amen, amen.
And you tell God, Lord, I need your grace. But his promises, he promised grace and peace and that it be multiplied. What a promise. What a promise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, what a promise. Hallelujah.
And sometimes I'm going to tell you, when the enemy is on attack, you need to tell God, Lord, I need, I want, I'm declaring peace in my life like ever before. I'm declaring grace, that multiple grace in my life. Sometimes you need the extra boost. Sometimes you need to escape the corruption that's around you.
Yes.
So you do that by having faith in God's grace. Okay. I really was just going to deal with some of the benefits, and I don't know, the Lord led me to share those scriptures, but I was thinking about Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through, because I thought about Matthew 7. But Matthew 7 and verse 7 through 9. This will be the last one. Let someone else have one they want to share. I know this is not homiletically situated. I get all of that. But God wants us to hear something today, and that is his promises. You go in and you find something in the word of God, it's yes and amen. God wants you to have it. He's given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. And he gave us more than what we asked for. Far more than we can imagine or think. Okay? But I'm going to just take this one verse. I'm going to do them all. But just to give you some kind of idea of what he's telling us. In Matthew 7, that's chapter 7, verse 7 says this, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. The only way he wants, only reason, God wants you to ask, because he wants to give you something. Right. Only reason he wants you to seek for it, so he wants you to find it. The only reason he wants you to knock, because he wants to open the door for you. See, everyone that asks receives, and he that seeketh finds. And to him that knock, it shall be open. It shall be.
Yeah.
And then he gives a good illustration, and I'm going to be done. But when you read that, so I want y'all to read it all so you can get the understanding here. Read from the 7th to the 11th verse. But I'm going to simplify. Now, you all real smart out there. You know how great you are in giving to your children, your grandchildren, and others. You know how you do that. Then God said, okay, look how I do. If your child asks you for a piece of bread, asks you for a piece of bread, would you give it a stone? Matter of fact, if he asks you for piece of meat, like a piece of fish, would you give it a serpent? No, you wouldn't do that. Now, if you got sense enough to do that, can you give God a little credit? You know how to give good gifts. Can you give God a little credit? You got sense enough to know how to do something good. Can you at least give God a little credit? That's your Father. He's in heaven. And he'll give good things to those that ask. And that's my take on it for today. It rules. This is a prayer that rules to me. It rules the heart. It rules the mind. It rules the circumstances. The only reason you don't have it because you don't ask. And then sometimes people ask a myth. They're not serious. And then when you pray for real, for real.
Amen.
You know. Okay. Anybody have anything they want to share? I did see Evangelist Renee came over, and I saw Brother, I don't know who this is here. He came over. So, praise God. Anyone else?
Amen. But Pastor Reading notes Matthew 7:7-11 from the New Living Translation. It says, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you, sinful people, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Amen, amen. What a word. And that just was just powerful, the way you had brought that out. And as you did, I just was looking at it in the New Living Translation, also the Message Bible. It just brings it out so plain.
Amen. Amen.
From that, yeah, from the Message Bible.
I mean, this Evangelist Renee.
Ahead.
Oh, Evangelist Renee.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First, giving honor to God. Thanking him for another day's journey that wasn't
Amen.
Promised. Thanking him for his grace and his mercy. Where would we be without his grace and his mercy? We'd be lost in the sauce is where we would be. But I just thank
Amen.
The Lord that I was able to get on today.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be another day and I wasn't going to be able to get on. I have just been having the hardest time. But
Hallelujah.
I thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I thank him that I was able to get on and share the word,
Hallelujah.
Share his healing powers.
Yes.
Because he is a healer. All you got to do
yes.
is believe by
yes.
his faith. That's how we get healed. We got to believe. No
yes.
doubt. No doubt in Thomas. We got to believe.
Yes.
And I thank God. He got my attention. I don't know about y'all, but he got my attention. He healed my heel.
All right.
He healed my body. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
You know, yes. I want to say this. Evangelist Renee, she was over on the other channel, and she was on the other station, and somebody else was over there too. But just to show you, see, sometimes you can't just, well, I don't hear him over here, or I don't see him over here, or whatever. No, she kept on knocking, and God opened the door. See, you can't just one
Amen.
Time.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
A lot of people want it. You get discouraged. No, the reason he tells you to do that is because when you ask, well, ain't nothing happening. Well, then start looking. Start looking. Don't see nothing.
Amen.
Well, then start knocking.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
He said, when you do this, you're gonna get my attention. See, that's what you gotta read that. Gotcha. Okay, I see you for real now. You ask, and you remember Paul? He went 3 times to God. Lord, I was there in the morning, and hey, you act like you didn't hear me. I came at noon, and you still act like you didn't hear me. And then the evening time, and you finally God spoke to Paul and told him, oh, I heard you in the morning. I heard you at noon. I heard you in the evening. But he said, my grace is sufficient. It's adequate. See, when God using his grace, a lot of things goes on, not just one thing. There's a lot of things. God, I mean, you may asking God for something, and he have to stop something else to make something else happen. He have to uncover something else to cover something else. I mean, God is working.
Hallelujah.
He's working. He's working that thing for you. And you just have to know. You have to sit back and say, okay, he's doing it. He's doing it for me. You know, when you were coming up and you was training your children and you was making ends meet, that's what I call it, making ends meet. You know, you was robbing Peter Pan, Paul. You was working it to make sure everything worked out. Now somebody said, oh, well, that ain't in the Bible. Well, read Romans 8:28. He says, and we know that all things are working together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to his promises. That's God working for you. He's working on your behalf.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't need it right that moment. Sometimes God is fixing it. He ain't said no. He said yes and amen. He's doing it for you. You just need to chill out.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah. See, sometimes you ask God for something, and I tell people all the time, when you ask him for rain, get your umbrella. You didn't ask him, but you ain't got your umbrella. You didn't ask him for food, but you ain't set the table. You need to do something now.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And this word, seek. What this word seek means in the Hebrews is without knowledge of knowing. In other words, you turn over some stuff. And then sometimes you'll find yourself going over and over the same place. Well, that's what you're doing because you're seeking.
Right. Hallelujah.
You have to look through more than just one. You have to go in more than one room.
Amen.
Amen.
You probably lost something somewhere, and you say, wait a minute, I just went in there. No, you the woman who lost her corn, she went all day. She turned over everything, told everybody, have you seen my corn? Looking for her stuff. And then when she found it, she rejoiced.
Yeah.
So that God wants us to think along those lines. You don't give up. You keep on. And you keep on pressing.
Man.
Hallelujah. Well, this is Thankful Thursday, and anybody else have anything else they want to share? Press 1. Press 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Press one. Okay. If not, thank you all for your testimonies. And thank you, especially you, Evangelist Renee, for coming over and pressing to show us that sometimes, you know, you, hey, Lord, I need to get on this broadcast.
Amen.
But you kept
Amen.
On. You kept on looking. You probably went back in the yes. phone and looked for the number again. See, you were seeking, and, hey, you found it. And that's a lesson for all of us.
Hallelujah.
You got to sometimes keep pressing, brothers and sisters. Meanwhile, God's been blessed, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word